sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. I'm on the phone with Mike Riley, a special correspondent for Dr. Dobbs. Mike is covering the Rails Comps 2006 in Chicago. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, John.
Mike, what's the Rails Conference all about?
Rails Comp 2006 is all about Rails, Ruby on Rails, and the developing community around the whole phenomenon that is known as Ruby on Rails.
Who organized that conference?
It was organized by Chad Fowler and a couple other of the folks, but Chad's really been a driving force behind it. Chad actually created the Ruby Comp back in 2001, and at that conference, they only had 40 individuals who, roughly around 40 individuals who attended that, and it's been a pretty interesting growth for Chad. And in fact, I had a brief conversation with him earlier today about how exciting it's been to see how Ruby, and especially with the advent of Rails, has really dramatically increased the number of attendees at these conferences. At this particular conference, there's over 400 attendees, and it's sold out. So Chad actually mentioned that he expects the future Rails conferences, I believe one is in September in London and another in Denver later on in November, that they're going to be pretty well attended.
Well, what's happened in the first day or so of the conference that you think is really cool?
Well, probably the coolest thing is just the buzz that people have brought to the conference. There's a lot of interest in Rails, as everybody knows these days. But what's more interesting is some of the things that people have already done with Rails. There was, in fact, just a couple of minutes ago, I attended a session that covered various applications that people were willing to share with other attendees, and some of them are really innovative. There was also a discussion on marrying Asterix, the free open-source PBX telephony server, with Rails, and they used it in the scenario of a dentist's scheduling system, which was kind of cool. A couple, just from a conceptual standpoint, some of the new designs that are underway, and there's going to be a couple of exciting developments that the Rails core development team is putting into Rails 2.0 that I wrote up and talked a little bit about in the blog today.
So from what you've seen so far, can you tell us whether or not Ruby on Rails is the real deal? That is it pushing Java's side?
That's a great question, and it was something that was somewhat addressed in Dave Thomas's keynote this morning, where he really kind of indicated that Rails is, and Ruby for that matter, is really on a precipice of dramatic adoption. But in order to do that, especially in the enterprise, a few things have to occur. He indicated that things like deployment need to be made much simpler. Data integration was also important. And what he kind of indicated is a real-world CRUD, that's spelled C-R-U-D, that was all about trying to take the principles of Ruby on Rails and show it off in Rails framework and scaffolding. So, for instance, if you develop a Rails application today, you get a lot of great stuff with that scaffolding, but it's still very Web 1.0-ish in its look and feel. And what he's saying is, you know, take the Ajax stuff that Rails is really starting to promote and put that within the scaffolding and make it so simple and so user-friendly to a developer so that they can leverage that same capability within just a simple running of the script, just like they get the Web 1.0-like interface with Rails today.
Great, Mike. Thank you very much. For more details, listeners can catch your blog in the Lightweight Languages Department on www.ddj.com. And to find out more of the conference, they can check www.railsconf, that's railsconf.org. Does that sound right, Mike?
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, and continue to have a good time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks, John. Take care.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.